Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Mazel Tov. We begin a brand new Masechta, Maseches Kedushin, says the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Ha'isha Niknis B'Shalosh Derachim. There are three methods to be koine, to acquire a woman with respect to marriage. Now Rashi adds one word. If you take a look at the top line in Rashi, Ha'isha Niknis, says Rashi, Le'Bala, to her husband. Now, of course, obviously, to whom else? So the Mefarshim explain, you know what Rashi had in mind? You see, typically when a person acquires possessions, he buys an item. The item itself belongs to him physically, right? But an Isha doesn't belong to her husband in the same manner as you own an item. You know, we had this a little while ago in Seches Gittin, where the Gemara drew the line between the kinyan of an Isha and the kinyan of an Eved. You own the Eved's guf, right? And that's why when you release the Eved, we have a specific, you know, nusach, a phrase that you must use to let him go, because you're sort of giving him back his own ownership of himself. When it comes to an Isha, it's a totally different dynamic. How does one write a get? So we had this in the Mishnah there. It says, Harayat muteres l'chol adam. It's a totally different dynamic. You're being matir her. It's not like he's giving her away. He never owned her personally. There was a commitment. There was a relationship. There was they were designated to each other. So that's what Rashi means. She's niknas labala. She's acquired by her husband, to her husband, with respect to the marriage-related commitment. So that's a specific type of kinyan, which is very unique and specific to this Masechta. Ha'isha niknas as Rashi labala, with respect to marriage. Okay, so how many different ways are there to do that? Ha'isha niknas b'sholosh drachim, you could accomplish that using one of these three methods, which are coming soon. And what about divorce? What about the Isha reacquiring herself? How does she gain her own independence? There are two ways to do that. V'koina es atzma, and she can regain her own independence. B'shtei drachim, using one of the following two methods. Okay, so how do you make kinyan? How do you marry? How do you acquire the Isha? Niknis, either bekesef, using money, bishtar, a document, ubabia, or by interacting physically as married. These are the three ways to be koina the Isha. And the Mishnah explains, how much kesef do you need? Bekesef. How much? We have a machlekes. Beishami oimrim, you need a lot. Bedinar, ubishav a dinar, either an actual dinar or something having the value of a dinar. Ubisil oimrim bepruto, ubishav a pruto, you need much less than that. Just a pruto, something worth a pruto. Interesting, as Tosis points out, this is one of the unique places in Shas where Beishama is actually makel. It's a kula. Because until you get that amount, until you get a dinar, she's not mikudesh, and she's not ishetish. So it's called a kula. So according to Beis Shama, you need much more to acquire the Isha. According to Beis Hill, merely a pruta. V'kama hi pruta. Now, how much is a pruta? And Tosis explains that we don't need to explain how much a dinar is because they were familiar with the dinar. But what is a pruta? And Tosis brings the Gemara later. There's a whole machlekes, in terms of the value, the exact value of a pruta. It's a fluctuating entity. So bottom line is, we need to know how much this pruta is. V'kami pruta, and the Mishnah tells us, Echad mishmoina be'isar ha'italki, it's an eighth of the italki. Tosis says italki is Italia. We put, put the kuf in, but it's really Italia. So it's like the Italian isar, this certain coin. So an eighth of that is the pruta that we're discussing here. Okay, so to be kind, to be mekadesh the Isha, which is another expression, another way of calling kinyan. We'll see that in the Gemara. So either niknes or miskadeshes. How do you do that? Kesef, which has the value of either a dinar according to Beshamo, a pruta according to Beshilal, b'shtar rubia, as we're going to see in Rashi. So that's regarding on the way in to be koinadish. V'koina is atzma. How does she leave her husband? How does she regain her own independence? One of two ways: beget, either through a divorce document, misabal, or her husband's passing. What about a yavama, which means a fellow passes away without any children, and there is a brother on the wings awaiting the mitzvah of yibum? So he goes and takes this isha, marries her as his own, and that sort of allows him to take over, perpetuate his brother's memory. Hayavama niknes b'bia, that happens through interaction, through physical interaction. V'koinas atzma, had a she gain her own independence, which allows her to marry out. Bechalitza, either the chalitza process, which requires her to remove his shoe, etc. Misas hayavam, or the yavam, this brother is no longer here. Now she's free to marry anymore. Let's take a look at the Rashi on the Mishnah. So on the top line we have a isha niknes labala, which we discussed before. B'shalish drachem, k'nefarish v'azlo, three ways of doing it. V'shalish lashon kevahu. So Rashi points out a diktuk, diuk. The word shalish is a lashon kevah as opposed to shleisha, which is masculine. And the question is, why would the Mishnah, typically the Mishnah and the Gemara goes with lashon zachar, why do we go with lashon kevah? Gemara boy, amai tana lashon kevah. The Gemara will explain why it is so. Bottom line is, it's more women-related. We're discussing the way she is becoming a wife, so it fits. It does fit that we use Lashon Nekeva here to describe this process. V'koinas atzma b'shtei drachim. V'koinas atzma, which means liyos b'rishus ah. So once again, Rashi takes effort to point out to us that we're not speaking about owning a car and reselling the car. We're speaking about, a marriage-related bond. So Ishak Niknes, Rashi said, Labala. And here as well, on the way out, Rashi says, what does Koinas Atzma mean? She never belonged to her husband. It means that she can now, she's free to marry somebody else. It's all within the marriage context. Koinas Atzma, says Rashi, Liyos Birshusa, Linas Hela Acher. So she's now on her own. She's free to marry somebody else. So we have Kesef, we have Shtar, Mefarish, Bebrais, Begumar. The Gemara explains exactly how this works. So kesef works like this. Noisin lo kesef, ayshava kesef, ayimla, harayet mekadesh asli. So you give her the money or the ring, and he has to add those words. You are mekudesh to me. How does shtar work? Same way, kesef lal niyar. So he takes his sheet of paper, writes on that paper words which denote marriage. Avo bish enosh avar pruta. Now here the chiddush is that even the paper is worth a dime, penny, a nickel. It's not worth anything. Because we're not working with the kesef method. So it could be virtually worthless piece of paper, but if he writes those words, Harayat Mekadesh Asli, and of course gives her the shtar, that's how it works. And Bia is a physical interaction. Bo Alev, Amar, he tells her, Skachali B'Biazu, V'Kulu Yalf B'Kroi, all are learned from Sukkim, Taimed V'Sham, and Farish B'Gemara, why do we need a dinar? The Gemara later will explain. What is a pruta? Shal Nechesh is a copper pruta, which is worth an eighth of Isar Italki Shal Kesab, which happens to be a silver coin, V'Damash Moina Prutais, which can be exchanged for eight copper prutis. In the second part of the Mishnah, we discussed an irregular situation, a yavam. A yavam and niknes li yavam. How does that happen? There's only one method for that, b'bia. Liyos k'ishtil chol davar. So now once he does that with her, she's his wife, totally his wife, shim bala garsha, achakach, he wants to divorce, ein atzricha himena chalitza. There's no need for chalitza, which is a yavam-related process, because they're no longer yavam and yavama. They're just husband and wife. Ela get, you need a standard get. Aval shtar v'kesef ein me'ilim b'minat Torah, says Rashi. The Mishnah is very specific in telling us that the kinyan of a yavam is through bia, but not kesef v'shtar. Minat Torah, that does not work. However, midrabanan, it does somewhat. Ela midrabanan, the tikkun, the mahanim b'mamar, it's called mamar. K'tamirim b'yavamis, aval einu y'goymir bo. But if you use kesef or shtar with a yavam, it doesn't really accomplish a full, marriage, so to speak, liyos yorsha metamila, to be considered her wife, to inherit her, or if he's a kohen, to allow himself to become tummy if she passes away. She's not really his wife until bia. V'lo de patur min achalitza. Likewise, she is not free of chalitza, which means she still has her yavama status to her. El lepoistel al shal echav. The only thing it does is pretty much acts to a detriment. So if you do the kesef and shtar to yevama, which isn't the standard method, it disqualifies his other brothers. If there are any other brothers who are potential yevams, they can't do anything because she's sort of designated to him. Okay, that's a yevama sugya, which we learned back in yevamas. Bottom line is, three ways of marrying, kesef, shtar, and bia, two ways of divorce is get or misas habal, and yevama you have on the way in is bia, and on the way out is chalitza or misas hayava. Asks the Gemara, Haisha niknes, right? So the Mishnah begins with niknes, which is, you know, the same type of lashon you would use to buy a car. And in fact, if you look at the beginning of the next perek, which is on Daf Mem Aleph, Amid Aleph, we have a Mishnah, Ha'ish Mekadesh. How's a man acquire, engage in Ish? Mekadesh. Here we use Lashon Kedushin, which is a Lashon which is more specific to marriage. So why this difference in Lashon? Why this discrepancy? Ma'ish Nahacha Detani. Ha'ish Niknes. So over here we use Niknes. And over there we use Mekadesh. Says the Gemara, truthfully, Mekadesh is more appropriate. But, Mishum de Kaboy, Lumisni Kesef, in our Mishnah, we wanted to relate to the form of Kinyan, which happens through Kesef. And Kesef is a universal process. Kesef is actually more related to items and possessions. In fact, the source, the makar, how do we know that you can use kesef for the kinyan of the isha, for the kedushin of the isha, for marriage, from ordinary transactions? That sources the idea of kesef for us. That provides the makar. But kesef menolam, how do we know that kesef works by an isha? Through Xer Shava, Gomar, we learn the word kicha. It says a lashon kicha by the isha, kikach ish isha, and we have a lashon kicha by acquisitions, by purchasing fields, Mistei Ephraim, where Avraham Avinu bought the field from Ephraim. Ksiv Hach, over here by Kiddushin, we have Kikach Ish Isha. So we have Kicha. Uksiv Hasem, and there by the transaction, we have Nosati, Kesef Asadek Kach Mimeni. That allows us to connect the two Psukim. And we know, just like when Avraham Avinu sought to purchase that field, he used Kesef, Nosati Kesef Asadek. Likewise, when acquiring an isha, when marrying an isha, you can use kesef as well. Kesef or shava kesef. V'kicha ikri kinyan. And we find that, you know, the Lashon kicha is synonymous with kinyan. D'chsiv asada asher kana Avram, right? The Pasuk later says, it's a sada that Avram acquired. Kana, inami, another source. Sada is ba'kesef yiknu. So here again we find Lashon kinyan when acquiring a field. And therefore, since Kinyan is describing this type of transaction, which is now going to be applied to, you know, husband and wife as well, therefore we use that language as well. Tani ha'isha, tani ha'isha niknes. That's why we use niknes, because it corresponds with the way the psukim describe the Kinyan kesef pertaining to a field. Okay, so pretty much, it tells us something about this kinyan. It's learned from the kinyan of the field through the Gzera Shava. And that's why we pick that language. Now, v'nisni hasam ish koina. So, if we start a masechta like that, using kinyan, let's do the same in the Mishnah there, in the in the second parak. Instead of a ish mekadesh, let's just stick, you know, to the same type of terminology. Let's be consistent and say ha ish koina. Answers the Gemara, no. Meikara tanig lishna deraisa. True. We begin the masechta with niknes, which reflects the transaction, the lashon of Torah in describing this type of transaction. And that's why it makes sense over here. Ulbasayf, but ultimately, when we get into the thick of things and we get into the nitty gritty of how things work, and we get into the elaboration of it, Tani lishna derabanan, we move over to a different type of expression, to kiddushin, which is a rabbinic expression, which is more sort of descriptive of what's going on in this process. Umay lishna derabanan, what exactly? How exactly does mekadesh describe marriage. Kiddushin, Mekadesh, Hegdish sounds more like, you're giving something away to the Beis HaMikdash. The answer is, it makes perfect sense. It's a very accurate, bullseye description of this marriage process. The Asur La Akuli Almakeh Hegdish. Kiddushin means that going forward, she's separated from all other men, just like Hegdish is given to Shemayim, to Hashem, so it's now off limits to anybody else. Likewise, the Isha becomes his. She's now specific to him. She's designated to him at the exclusion of anybody else. So Taisa says, so what does Harayat Mekudeshes Li mean? Harayat Mekudeshes, you're separated, Li to me. So first Taisa says, Kalaymar, it means like this. Li is Li. Mekudeshes Lo'ilam Bishvili. Harayat Mekudeshes means you're like Hegdish. You're off limits to everybody else. Li, because of me. Then Taisa says, a pashta de Mosa, but the more, simple meaning of Harayat Mekudeshes Li means miyuchedesli, designated to me, mizumenesli, reserved for me. So sort of a twist on the word Hegdish. Just like Hegdish is off limits and reserved to Hashem, here as well, Mekudesh to me means you're reserved for me. You're meant for me. At the exclusion of everybody else. So we prefer using it. Lashon Chacham, we prefer using a Lashon which is more descriptive of the actual process, which elaborates on the essence, which gives us the deeper meaning of what's going on. Okay, so we begin the Masechta with a Lashon Torah, relating to the Kinyan, and then later on we move back to Lashon Chachamim, Lashon of Kiddushin. Next question. Grammatical question again. We begin with Aisha Niknas. She becomes Niknas. We're sort of focusing on her. She's a focal point. But really, he's making the Kiddushin. So just like in that Mishnah, Ha'ish Mekadesh. Here as well, it should say Ha'ish. He's being kind of the Isha, using one of these, methods. V'nisni ha'cha ish kaina. The answer is, Mishnah Nekabayla Mishnah Seva. Because further down the Mishnah, we have V'kainas Atzma. How does she acquire herself? Through get, through this, that, right? B'dida. So it's focusing on her. Tana Namid Reisha B'dida. That's why we use matching language in the opening sentence of the Mishnah, Ha'isha Niknas. Focuses on her. Well, how does that answer the question? We want to be consistent? Okay, let it be totally on him. V'nisne should say Ha'ish Kaina. He's Kaina through this. Umakna, and he gives her away through one of those two things. Why do we have to make her the focal point if he's the one that's actually doing the transactions? No, you can't. Mishum de'ika misas habad lav iu kamakni. How does she leave him? One of two ways. Divorce. Right? Or misas habal, he passes away. That's something that he's not doing. It's min ha-shamayim. Min shamayu de'makni lo. So that's why we put the focus on her. And once we focus on her, in that part of the Mishnah, so we start that way too. Ha'isha niknes v'shloisha duracham. Yibayisema, another answer can be, Itana Kaina, had the Mishnah chosen Ha'ish Kaina, I would think he can force her to marry. Hava mina afil bal karcha. Therefore, Tana Ha'isha niknes. We chose Ha'isha niknes the midaita in. Only with her full consent can he marry her. Shaloi midaita loi, but otherwise not. Okay, so we had two questions and two answers. First of all, why niknes as opposed to Mekadesh? This is Lashon Torah, that's Lashon Derabbanan. Why Ha'isha Niknes as opposed to Ha'ish Kaina? Because the focus is on her, on account of that Misas Habal. Next question. Umay Iriya the Tani Shalish. This is the point that Rashi raised back in the beginning of the Mishnah. Why Shalish, which is Lashon Nekeva, which is feminine, listening Shleisha? It should use Shleisha, which is your standard form of expression, Lashon Zachar. Answer, Mishum de Kabayil Misni Derech. Right, the Mishnah continues, there are three ways, derech, shalosh derechim. V'derech lashon nekeva, we find derech is lashon nekeva, the chesiv as it says, v'yidat olam sa derech erchubah, show them the way of the Torah. So because Derech is Lashon Nekeva, we chose matching language and we used Shalosh Lashon Nekeva as well. But we find elsewhere that Derech is synonymous with Lashon Zachar. Velhodasanya. It's actually a Mishnah, that's not. V'shiva drachem boikin es azav. So there's a Mishnah about a Zav who experienced an emission, and we say, one second, examine him. See, perhaps he ate too much, drank too much, which brought about that experience. Shiva drachem, there are 7 ways of examination. So if derech is lashon nekeva, then it should say b'sheva, lashon nekeva, to match that nisni sheva. Answer is, mishum de kaboyim nisni derech. But we're using derech, and derech is actually lashon zachar, which is obviously a stira. We'll see in a minute. V'ashkan derech deikli lashon zachar. We find that derech is actually lashon zachar dechsev. This is during wartime. V'derech echad yeto alecha. Your enemies will come to you from one direction. V'shiva drachem yinus lofanecha, and disperse in all 7 directions. So the pasuk considers derech lashon zachar. That's why we use b'shiva. Shiva is masculine as well, which matches with derech. Now we have a flat-out contradiction. Yachi, if that's the case, kasha kro yadadi. We seem to have a contradiction between the two psukim. Here, derech is lashon nekeva, so derech elchu ba, and there, derech is lashon zachar. But derech echa, deitzel fanecha. And number two, the mishnayos as well seem to contradict each other. V'kash yunami, masnis nahadadi. In our mishnah, in Kedushin, we consider derech lashon nekeva. And in the Mishnah in Maseches Zavin, we consider it lashon zachar. So which one is it? Says the Gemara, you're right. It depends on the context. The lashon derech can mean lashon zachar and can fit with lashon nekeva as well. It has a dual, potential. Says the Gemara Loikashi, and the answer is like this. Hacha de Batera Kai. The Pasuk, Vaidat Alemus Aderech El Chuba, Aderech of Torah, Vaitera Ikh Lashon Nekeva, and Torah is considered Lashon Nekeva, the Chsev Torah is Hashem, to me, Ma, Shivas Nafesh. Just like the Nekeva completes the man's Neshama, she's his completion, we're going to see later in the Gemara. Right? It's like Hashavas Aveda. She's returning his lost soul, so to speak. In similar fashion, in a more spiritual sense, Torah as well is mashlim, is meshiv the nefesh, satiates a person, gives him satisfaction, reconnects him to his source. So bottom line is, Torah is regarded as lashon nekeva, and therefore the pasuk describing Torah, v'yidat lehem es haderech el chuba, kosav lashon nekeva, uses lashon nekeva, as opposed to the other pasuk describing warfare, Hasam de Muhammakai, who's engaged in warfare, man. The Darkish shall ish lasas Muhammad, vein Darkish shall ish lasas Muhammad. Men engage in warfare, not women. And therefore, in that pasuk, in that context, the Lashon Derech is Lashon Zachar. Kasav lo Lashon Zachar. So that reconciles the psukim. Now, still, why did derech can go either way. But why did our Mishnah choose Lashon Nekeva? And that's why we have Shalosh, Lashon Nekeva, to correspond with derech, which is regarded as Lashon Nekeva in our Mishnah. And the Mishnah in Zavin, B'shiv'a drachim, Shiv'a Lashon Zachar, because it's considering derech in that Mishnah Lashon Zachar. I understand that derech can have both, but why would we prefer Lashon Nekeva here and Lashon Zachar there? Masnis Nadadi Lekashin. Very simple. Hacha Gabi Isha Koi. Here it's a woman related topic. Haisha Nikins B'Shalish Drachim. K'tanin Lo B'Shalish Nekeva. So it adopted Derech as a Nekeva. And correspondingly, Shalish is Nekeva as well. Hasim Gabi Ish Koi. As opposed to the Mishnah in Zavin, which is a man related affair. The Darkish Shalishli Bodik. Very Darkish Shalishli Bodik. This whole examination system by the Zav is only specific to man, not by women, because by a woman, even if her emission, her ziva, was experienced as a result of overeating, overworking, it's no excuse. She's tummy in any case. There's no examination process there. These are learned from Psukim. Rashi brings it here. The Ha'isha Nami Ba'inas Metama. So it's just a zachar related, you know, a sugya. Tani lashon zachar. That's why we chose to relate to derech as lashon zachar, and likewise, v'shiva is lashon zachar as well. So bottom line, starting point is derech. What is derech? And our sugya is lashon nekeva, and therefore shalosh is lashon nekeva as well to correspond to match to derech, which is lashon nekeva, as opposed to the Mishnah in Zavin, Meshiva Durachim, Baitkin says Zav. There, it's a derech which is specific to man. And therefore, we use matching language, Meshiva, Meshiva Durachim, Lashon Zoch. Now, we're using the Lashon based on how derech is regarded, right? My time, Atani Shalish. So, why does our Mishnah use Shalish Lashon Nekeva? The answer is Mishum Drachim, right? Because Derech in our Mishnah is Lashon Nekeva. Listen to Dvarim. Listen to Shleisha. I have a simple solution to that problem. Instead of using Derech, which is Lashon Nekeva, so just say Dvarim. Ha'isha Niknis in three Dvarim, using three methods. Listen to Shleisha. Now that will allow us to use Shleisha, which is Lashon Zachar. Right? Dvarim could be Lashon Zachar, and Shleisha could be Lashon Zachar. And Rashi says, Ki Urcha de Gemara, that's, you know, your typical expression in Gemara, Shleisha Dvarim. The answer is, Mishim de Kabayim, Misni Bia. Amongst these three methods, we have Bia. Ubiya Ikri Derech, and that's regarded as the Derech. Tichsiv V'Derech Gever Ba'amo, like the way of a Gever, of a Zachar, Ba'amo, in any Keva. So, Kein Derech Yishom and Efes. So, this Lashon Derech, the way of the world, the way of marriage, this, you know, Lashon Derech describes that physical interaction. Therefore, we chose that Lashon in our Mishnah as well. Now, it's only one of three methods of Imekadish. Why is that highlighted? Why is that the most important? Ha-Teinach Bia. Okay, so we know that Bia, physical interaction, is called Derech. But what about the other two? Kesef and Shtar, Michael and Meimar. Kesef and Shtar can be related to as Dvarim. Mishum Bia. Well, because Bia is Derech, so therefore we chose that Lashon. V'tani Tati Atuchado. Well, basically it's two against one. We switched our expressions. We changed from Derech, from Dvarim to Drachim, because it's a Bia-specific expression. So we changed Kesef and Shtar because of Bia? Rashi says, we go follow the majority. Two against one. So if Davar is a good Lashon for Kesef and Shtar, that should override. Says they want to know, ultimately the point of marriage is that physical interaction, and therefore that's the primary topic at hand, and the Lashon will correspond to that experience. Hanach, Nami, even Kesef and Shtar, Tzerech, Bianinu, they're meant to lead to that physical interaction, which creates the children, etc. So, bottom line is, the most, highlighted of all three is the Bia, and therefore, it makes sense that we use Lashon Derech, which relates to that, and as a result of that, as a result of Derech, which is now Lashon Nekeva, because it's a woman-related Derech, we have Shalosh, which is Lashon Nekeva. Okay. Everybody say, another reason why it's important to use Derech, Hamani Rabbi Shimon here, the Mishnah here, which chose Derech regarding Kiddushin of an Isha, is Rabbi Shimon. Esanya, Rabbi Shimon, Mipnei Ma, Omra Torah. Why is it that the Torah describes marriage as follows? Ki Yikach Ish Isha. A man will go be Kenad Isha. Why say it that way? V'loy kasav ki si lokach ish al ish. The woman will make herself available for the man. Why are we putting the onus on the man? Maybe she's sort of giving herself over, selling herself, so to speak. I mean, letting the man acquire her. Why is the focus on him, not on her? Says Rav Shimon. Because the pasuk here is describing the very essence of marriage. It is the way of a man, the derech of a man, to go looking for the woman. Vein darka shel isha lechazer al ish, as opposed to a woman looking for the man. You know why? He lost her. Mashal, it's like a mashal, it's analogous to adam she'avd le'aved, like a person who lost an item. Right? Like adam arishon, he lost his bone, his side, his tzela. She's part of him. Right? Mi chazer al mi? Who's going to be looking for whom? Ba'al-aved, machazer, al-aved asay. The owner looks for his lost item here as well. The man is going to be looking for the woman to get back part of him that he was missing. So that explains the lashon of the Mishnah. B'shalosh derachim. It's the derach of a man to be mechazer on the isha, to go find the isha who's going to complete him. And because of that, because of derach, which is in this case lashon nekeva, we say shalosh, which is lashon nekeva as well. Asks the Gemara. Okay, so we understand why we use derech, either because of the pasuk derech gever ba'almo, and everything is terech bia, or because of Rav Shimon's pshat. What about the Mishnah in Zavin, b'shiva drachim, bayit kenes hazav? Why do we choose lashon derech, which seems to be an unusual language, unusual expression? B'shiva dvarim, right? V'adisnam b'zayin drachim bayit kenes hazav. Listen, dvarim. Why not use the lashon dover there as well? Hasam hakamash malon. The point of the Mishnah there is to tell you, it's not just a technical, presentation. You can use one of these seven methods of checking the zav. The Mishnah is actually teaching us something here in terms of our behavior. Hakamash malon, the darka the michla liyaseira. Person should know that overeating can bring about this experience lasuya ziva. V'darka the mishta yaseira lasuya ziva de ziva. And likewise, overdrinking can bring l'day ziva. So that's the point of saying b'shiva drachim. These seven things are ways, are means, are processes which typically bring about ziva. The darka d'michli yaseir l'asuy l'day ziva. The darka d'mishtay yaseir l'asuy l'day ziva. Well, that's not. What about the next Mishnah? We have a Mishnah, Maseches Bikurim. You know, an esrog is a very unique fruit because it has within it elements of a regular, fruit tree, and halachically, it's also regarded somewhat like a vegetable. Okay, so it sort of has a split identity. Esrog shava le'ilan begimel derachim. So once again, we use the word derech, and that's going to be the shaila now. Why do we use derech? So in three ways, it is comparable to a fruit tree. And briefly speaking, Rashi says, regarding erla and revai, so just like a fruit tree cannot be touched the first 3 years, right, the fruit is Aser, and the fourth year is Revai, is a process of redemption, etc. So Esrog has that as well. And the third comparison to a fruit tree is when it comes to Shvius. So you see a big difference between a fruit tree and a vegetable in terms of the point of maturity, which triggers its respective, Maser obligations, depending on which year of the seven Shvita cycle it is. So a fruit tree works with Chanata, when it starts blossoming. So, if it blossomed on this year, it acquires that year's chiv of maser, because the chiv of maser alternates, right, year by year. And an esrog follows that system as opposed to a yerek, a vegetable, since it's constantly watered, so it never really achieves maturity and completion until, you actually picked it. Because it needs constant resuscitation, constantly watering it. A fruit tree gets its sap once a year, boom. So that's the point that triggers the essence of its growth for the following year. But when it comes to a yerek, since it's constantly watered, it has a different system, and it's based on lekita, the year that you pick the vegetable. That's the year that triggers its chiyav maser. So regarding three things, the esrog is comparable to a tree, and regarding one thing, regarding maser, it's comparable to a yerek, to a vegetable. So the question is, why do we say drachim? Listen to dvarim, let's use lashon dvarim, which is standard. The answer is Mishum Debainan Masnisan Sefer, because the Bailam Misnis Sefer, because the Mishnah wanted to continue and say there is one thing, Lo Yerek Bederech Echad, it's comparable to a vegetable regarding one Derech. So we use Lashon Derech there. That's why we use Drachim in the starting of the Mishnah as well. Well, so what about that? Sefer Namin Nisne Dover, you can use the word Dover at the Sefer as well. Well, Yarak B'davar Echad. The answer is that, like we said before, the Mishnah sometimes is trying to teach us, you know, the reason for it. And Derech describes the reason. Hasam HaKamash, one, the Mishnah there is telling us the reason, the tam, the reason why that an estrich follows the vegetable root in terms of chiv of maser. You follow the lekita, the picking, and not the actual chanata, the blossoming. Hasam HaKamash, one, the darkei, the estrich ki yerek, that the reason is because an estrig grows and develops very similarly to a vegetable. My yerek, darkei legod l'alkol mayim. Just like by vegetables, since it grows alkol mayim, rainwater is not enough, you have to actually physically, manually water it. And therefore, b'shas liki tasa isur, the isur, the, you know, the chi of maser, is triggered at the point of picking. Af estrig, likewise, the estrig tree, darkei legod l'alkol mayim, needs constant water and constant care. And therefore, when it comes to chi of maser, it works based on the moment of picking, the year on which it was picked. So that's the point of the Mishnah, to highlight that reason. Echad has the derech, has a similar fashion, a similar manner of growth. It's cultivated similar to the vegetable, and therefore we use derech in the Reisha as well, b'gimot rechem. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow. Let's do a quick summary of today's daf. We discussed various ways to be kaina de isha. Rashi says niknas labalo. It's a marriage-related acquisition. Now, in Lashon de Rabbanan, it's typically referred to as hegdish, designation, excluding others, right? So it's asr l'kol am kehegdish. It's personal, it's designated, it's miyuchad, it's mezuma to the man. But we started with Aisha niknas, which denotes the process, which is learned from Avraham Avinu's purchase of the field, which is described as kinyan, so that's because of yiknu, right? And that's why we start with that lashon. Now, what about the lashon nekeva, v'shalish drachem? The answer is because we chose derech for one of two reasons, either derech shalish lachazar ha'isha, or because bia is described as derech. And therefore, since we have derech, and derech, of course, in this context is lashon nekeva, relates to the process regarding the isha, right? So therefore, we have lashon nekeva in the number as well, b'shalish derachim. One more question: why is it that we have a isha niknas as opposed to ish kaina? Because the focal point is on her; she's the subject of discussion here. And the reason is because, in terms of leaving the husband, there is the process called Misa Sabal, which isn't something that he's doing. Therefore, the Mishnah chose to focus on her, Isha Niknes, B'Shalosh Drachim, V'Kaines Atzma, B'Shtei Drachim. Hatzlacha Rabbah to you, all the best, and B'Sirus Tevis.